evening.
Hello.
You're the first.
Okay.
How did Tony do today?
Not too good.
Randall.
But he gets the stint.
Has joined.
That'll help him.
Good evening, Brandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing better, but my leg has been hurting today. So I guess it'll get better.
Well, is it, what kind of pain is it? Is it like a scab that's healing?
It may be. I haven't looked at it. I still have it wrapped up. It just hurts. Like
understood.
Pain.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
The partial that you sent out today for Viagra. And
yes.
Is it a very important partial?
Oh, they're all important, but this is very important.
Well, the reason I say that is I got 3 of them. Today in my email
has joined.
So I was wondering, I guess somebody somewhere, the universe is telling me that I need to really pay attention.
I guess so.
You got 2 little V. So
yeah.
you're just getting blessed, that's all. Something
I guess
to share.
So.
You've got 3 commentaries you can share, and you know, my Lulavine came evidently. The box was opened, and they tried to reseal it, and so the little paper you sent me was missing, and also the holders were not there, you know, so mine went through some kind of storm before it reached my house.
Yeah, what she's talking about is I ordered my Lulav and Etrog, and when it came in, they gave me 2 Lulavs, 2 Etrogs, 2 Myrtles, and 2 Willows. I had 2 sets.
Well, you gotta be more joyful the whole year long.
Oh, geez, a Lou. Well, it started Friday night. I got a hole in my leg. And it could have been worse. I mean, there's 1,000 things that could have been worse. So, anyway. Oh, Jesus.
I think we're going to begin.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vayudalad Bavdalad Him Tir
Me'et yudalet vavdalet min shashamayim. The translation. And these are the 70 names that control the 70 lower grades, which are the secret of Yud, secret of Vav Yud Hey Vav Hey, together with the letter Vav. And these are the 70 names, which are the secret of Yud Hey Vav Hey, without the letter Vav, according to the secret of the heavens, namely Zeran Pin. There are seven firmaments, which should correspond to the seven sephirot of Zeran Pin, that are called the heavens. Each includes 10, thereby adding up to the 70 names of the holy name Yud Hey Vav Hey. And this is the secret of the verses. And Hashem, Vav Yud Hey Vav Hey, reigned, which is the secret of the 70 judgments of the Nukva. And from Hashem out of heaven, which is the secret that is called 70 names, included within the holy name, Yud Hey Vav Hey. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. The commentary by Bracha, verse 281 is explaining the integrated structure, the process on how the heavens above lights are gradually merged into the 10 Sephirot process, into the lower realms of Zeran Pin, into Malchut of Asiya's world. This is where mankind's choice is experienced, experientially, through the physical body's sensory systems. Hinted as judgments, warning when using Hashem's holy 72 names. Let's be. Questions, thoughts, comments. I can see that was very clear.
I'm looking at where it says that you have to be careful in, okay, it says, mankind's choice is experienced exponential through the physical body sensory system, okay? Can it is judgment's warning when using the 72 names? Is that because of what your intention is when you are going through the 72 names, that you can incur judgment?
That's what Braha is warning you about.
So you have to have the right consciousness when you're actually looking at them or speaking them.
The 72 names are tools to control physicality. As an example, human activity has created methane in the atmosphere, and it's creating global warming. That can be controlled with the proper application of the 72 names. When I say controlled, it could be diminished. We could transform the methane into another gas or another chemical, or we could have it rain into the ocean, or whatever we determine. Now, how do we do that? What is the practical way to do that? Well, the 72 names, you have to know how to use them in that order, in that manner. As a student of Kabbalah, your teacher would teach you how to utilize them to do that purpose. As the Kabbalist himself, he would utilize his understanding of the mechanics of the universe, these microscopic particles of the universe, the way the world works, and utilize the names to make that happen on his own. And if he needed more people, he would draw his students in for support. Now, what Bracha is saying is that they are literally the tools that can rebuild physicality, and they can literally destroy physicality. And she has concern that people could use them incorrectly. My teacher, Rabbi Berg, was very clear. In our generation, our desire to receive is not large enough to implement the 72 names in such a way that we could destroy the world, that we could harm the world. So it's not something I would teach as something to be, you have to be concerned about. I teach it from the standpoint, to my knowledge, I'm one of the few people who are teaching you to say the letters with their root vowel. But I didn't make that up. I got it from a teacher who explained it to me. I teach it to you. We know, if you're energy sensitive, you know by saying those letters with their root vowel or singing them with their root vowel, which is, you may not call it singing, but I do, it's a greater connection, and it's a greater sensitivity, and it's a greater use of the power of the names. Do you have to be worried about destroying the world or harming yourself? Yes, if you use them when you're not dressed, as an example, you're showing disdain, you're not off showing kavod for the names. You would need to experience some negative consequence to that. And I'm being facetious when I say that as an example. But as a general rule, if you follow what I have said and the way I have said to use it, you do not have to be concerned about having a negative effect come upon you through the use of the names, because they are designed as tools to be used to help your spiritual growth. So I'm not sure I answered your question, but I hope I did.
Yes, you answered my question. That was good.
Would anybody else like to comment or question? Should we move on to the next verse? There's a significant teaching here that I don't think you've recognized, or if you did and absorbed it and say, oh, that's okay, I understand that, then we can move on. But it has to do with the sentence that starts, these are the seven firmaments. Because when we were growing up, we were taught there were seven Van Allen belts in the upper atmosphere, that in the northern hemisphere, and those Van Allen belts would impact the Borealis, the northern lights. Now, the Zohar was written at least 1,000 years ago, according to the intellectuals, the college professors who who have degrees in Kabbalah, even if they don't practice it. And they, the Van Allen belts, mankind was not technically capable of determining that up until about 200 years ago. And we know, or at least I know, I hope you know, that the Zohar was written 2,000 years ago, not 1,000 years ago. And so it's significant that we're being taught that there's seven firmaments relating to what science calls today the Van Allen belts. And it's saying those seven firmaments have 10 sephirot within each of them. And so those are the 70 names that connect to Zerantin. And as we said yesterday, there's another 70 names, which are the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim that relate to the physical world below those firmaments. And notice that the difference when you're dealing with the level of Malchut, you add a Vav in front of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But if you're dealing with Zerantin, the Vav is not connected. So what you're talking about is Vav Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Excuse me. You're talking about Vav Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh starting from Zerantin, then Vav Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that unifies you with Malchut. So you have two names of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Well, we don't normally think about Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh being active in the physical world. We say only Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is active. So the verse is giving you a lot of information that you're not used to normally seeing.
So are we talking about the Malkut and the 10 Sephirot within Malkut and the 70 colors also in, or 70, I say colors, in Malkut? And there is different levels, different, because they said that this is the Garden of Eden, right? So to me, it's like 70 names, 70 colors, 70, which is associated with each sephirot in Malkut. We know there's an inner earth, and then there's a very, very bottom of Malkut, and the different levels in Malkut, in the earth, the inner earth, and so forth and so on.
And you're absolutely right, and it's still not clear to you, correct?
No, it's not. No, it's a question.
It was a question?
I think it's a question, yes. I'm not quite sure.
It's fine. It just didn't come across as a question. That's why I was asking for clarification.
Okay.
So your question is, are the 72 names, does each of the Sephirot within the 10 Sephirot, do they have 72 names each?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Well, the verse says that there's 10 sephirot and there's seven names within each, Or conversely, in the physical world, we're dealing with seven sephirot because the upper three are in a out of the same frame of reference. And so the seven sephirot each have 10. And that's how they arrive at 70. And when it comes to the 72 names, we arrive from that discussion from the standpoint of each sephirah of the seven lower sephirot has 10 sephirot within each of them. So that's 10 times 7 is 70. But there are two nations that are not included in that. And those two nations are the children of Israel and the children of Esau or Edom. And there's a third one possibly, which is the children of Ishmael. But it's really not clear from the various writings in the Zohar and in other places how those structure, and this verse is telling us how to structure it, because you have Zeranpin, but within Zeranpin you have the seven sephirot, and each of them have 10 sephirot. So you can speak of the Keter of Chesed, and then you can speak of the Keter of Gevura, and so forth. But that's dealing with the, you have the you have Zeranpin, which has these seven, 10 names, 10 sephirot within each of them. And then you have the firmament that separates the seven earths, the seven firmaments, and the seven heavens, and how that relates. And then you have the 72 names that are presented, that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Now, I'm describing a structure, the structure of the worlds, the structure of the sephirot, as I read this verse, but I'm not sure that it's correct, because it's similar to the verses above, but they're not exactly the same. And it takes contemplation to get your answers clear.
So how many, totally, how many permanents is there between the different levels? Is there 21? Is there by seven, but the three wouldn't say seven?
Well, first off, you have to go to modern science and ask the question of the seven Van Allen belts, what is their purpose? Why do we need seven? And if they each have a purpose, and we're dealing with just one of the earths, these seven Van Allen belts represent seven firmaments, seven separation systems between the lower world of the physicality and the higher world of spirituality. But I've never heard an explanation of why there are seven Van Allen belts and what they do, other than the reflection of the various energies, gamma rays and so forth, off of these firmaments is what creates the different colors in the northern lights.
Mm-hmm. So why is it in this verse? What is the main purpose to take away from it listing or stating that in this verse?
I'm not sure what your question is. Are you asking what's the takeaway from the first sentence, which says these are the 70 names that control the 70 lower grades? You know the secret of Bob Yudhe Bave?
No, well, my question is that you stated that this is referencing the issue that we're talking about, the seven firmaments and the colors and the northern lights. And
well, you'll notice the paragraph doesn't say anything about the northern lights. I brought that in, so it's
right.
A commentary.
Right.
But what the verse is saying is this is how the world is structured. You have Zeron Din, and you have Yudhe Vavhe, and you have 70 names that control them.
Right.
And then you have seven firmaments. And then you have seven Earths, which also have 70 names that control them. But they are controlled utilizing the name of Hashem as Vav Yudhe Vavhe. And so what we see when you unify Malchut and Zeron Din, you're putting together the two names, Yudhe Vavhe, Vav Yudhe Vavhe.
Okay.
It's like saying Amen via Amen.
Mm-hmm.
There are many prayers where you add that via Amen to the sequence. But what are we doing?
Has joined.
And that's literally what this paragraph, when you go deep into this paragraph, why on the surface we understand it, and my commentary said it's clear as written. But it isn't when you delve into it. How do we see the world? How do we see the Sephirot within our world? The Zohar teaches us about the Tree of Life. The world is built like the Tree of Life, but we don't see it that way because we're seeing the illusion of physicality. We have to break through that illusion to see truth. And that's why you have to ask the questions of this particular verse and the others as well as we go through it. It's a lot of information that we're being given that we could utilize, but we go about our lives and think that what we're studying is intellectual, and it isn't. It's a useful tool. Obviously, you have to study the different sets of names and understand what attribute they are being used to control. But that's what the Kabbalists end up doing. In that process, they learn how to utilize the name for that control, so that they can send the all that methane gas that is creating climate warming, they can transform it into another chemical, so it won't be harmful to the earth. But you have to understand. Well, oh, I'm going to change it into oxygen. Well, does that upset any balance of how oxygen is formed or how oxygen is utilized? And typically science, up until the 20th century, what science did was, oh, this is an interesting physical law, and they never looked at the consequences of things. But as we get into the subatomic elements, there is consequences. and they have to be evaluated and controlled. We're out of time, so I'm not sure if you have any further questions on this. But if you do, our class at 7 o'clock tonight, that's West Coast time, is questions and answers. And you can ask, a bit, make it take us deeper into this or any other subject you'd like to ask about. Bid you all shalom gadol. Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow morning, we will have our morning Aliyah, which will read the fifth Aliyah. Again, have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. Shalom. Shalom.